that day. Shall you be brought to judgment that day? Shall you be brought to judgment that day? That day, that day.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madni Channel, we are resuming with our series, Signs of the Final Hour. We spoke of many minor signs, and as we mentioned in the previous episodes, that we are focusing on the signs that are prevalent, that are around us, that we can identify with. And what is shocking is that these things and these signs have been predicted by beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam over 1400 years ago, and it's unfolding in our midst. And again, it shows how accurate the prophecy of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, and that this should be enough for us to realize that these signs indicate that the end of our time is very, very close. So this should shock us into a reality to change our lives before it's too late. Before we continue with further signs, our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, for those who recite the Ruza Pak in abundance, they will have light at the Pul Sirat. Pul Sirat is that bridge which is described as thinner than the thinnest hair, sharper than the sharpest sword, and it is spread across the fire of hell. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. We're going to talk about more signs. Beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam have mentioned constructions of tall buildings. Now, imagine at the time of beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you cannot imagine the size, tall skyscrapers, people competing with each other to build higher and higher skyscrapers. Beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that at the time of the Akhirah, this is going to happen. Now, this is the time that we are living in, with tall buildings, and some countries are competing with each other to say that we have got the highest building in the world. And this hadith was predicted so long ago. Imagine how accurate this prediction is. Something for us to reflect, that all the signs that we are talking about and the accuracy of the prophecy of beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is enough to make us realize that we don't have enough time. Because as we said, the most important thing that should come in our mind is, if we are living in that time, our offsprings are going to experience even worse times. And as we said, we are coming closer to the end, and we should be really concerned about our offspring, our lineage. Because nobody but you, or viewers of the Madhi channel, have the ability to do something to change our future. But the change starts with us. We have to reflect on what kind of life we are living. What quality of Islamic life are we portraying? Are we interested in becoming closer to Allah Azza wa Jal? All the signs that we spoke about, these things are right in front of us. And for many of us, it's in our community. For some of us, it's in our families. We see it, the shameless dressing, the love for music, and people are totally away from what the ideal is for a Muslim family. That means how we should live as a Muslim. And because of these attractions, and as we mentioned before as well, the biggest problem that we have these days is the cell phone that was originally constructed just for communication has now become the main source of a person's life. That means you find not a person these days can do without this. Because there's so many things now filled up in the, it's like a mini computer, it's your entertainment center, it's your international communication center, everything. At the press of a button, you can talk to people in another continent. And these things are being used by shaitan to take our focus on why we have been created. Almighty Allah says, I created jinn and human for worship. What does worship mean? That we worship does not only mean that, obviously it includes the performing of 5 times day salah. Worship also means staying away from sins, keeping yourself protected away from sins. If you use these tools to bring sins into your lives, so how are you going to answer on the day of Qiyamah? Because we are living in that era, we don't have time to correct ourselves. All these signs are around us. You must be blind not to realize that we are living in that era. So if this is not enough to shock us into reality, to realize that we are living at that end time, so what more signs do you want? What more facts do you want to change? So all the time you are talking about is giving us more and more facts that tells us we are living in that era where we are close to the final moment. So what does it mean for us? It means let us not procrastinate. Let us not waste time. Let us, in true sincerity, make tawbah. We have to strive to correct ourselves. When you say correct ourselves, not only yourself, but your family as well. And then we have another responsibility because we have the message of Islam. What I'm talking about, do other people know this? That Almighty Allah said, these are the signs, and we see it. So we have to spread the signs to others as well. But if the signs are not changing us, if we are not going to change, how is our family going to change? If we and our family are not going to change, the people that we communicate with, we are not going to talk about these things because we enjoy this filth. But if you make tawbah and you stop and then you change yourself and you see other people doing it because now you have stopped, you are not using your phone, you're not watching filthy sites, you're protecting your eyes from sins and you're going, Almighty Allah will put that light in your heart that when you talk, people will listen to you. They'll see the change in you. You will become the center of change for other people as well, for your family as well. Because now they can see the change in you. Now if you tell other people, stop using the phone when you're at home, that means communicate. That means these are the things that is affecting family lives, this modern technology. And there are people who deliberately encourage this. Because they want breakdown in family relationship. Because there are people that want to control the future generation. So if a person, he can be a 5 times day salah. As soon as he comes out of the masjid, he takes the phone and watch filth. So what is going inside? So when he says Allahu Akbar, and he should have thinking of Allah Azza wa Jal, what thoughts come into his mind? Can he say how shaitan deceives many people? So we look at a person outwardly and think he looks pious. But if you cannot stop yourself from the sins, how easy it is. And I'm involved sometimes with the public, and I've heard complaints from many people, from families, where you find a person that you'll be shocked. Person appears to be pious, but they find him looking, watching filthy things and doing filthy things, and you cannot see it see the person outwardly. So it means that this disease is infecting all of us. So we must try our best to protect ourselves. And as I said, this can only be done if we are sincere. That means I'm hopeful that what we have discussed in this series is enough to make us reflect that now we are living in the time that is time for change. To conclude, I hope and pray that this series has served as an eye-opener for both Muslims and also with your help to non-Muslims concerning the truth of the message of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the truth of his prophecies, and by extension, the truth of all the warning and glad tidings he brought concerning those who reject his call and those who accept him as a messenger of Allah respectively. By the will of Allah Azza wa Jal, I am hopeful that those who are not close to Islam, with your help, with you being convinced about the truth of this message, and by you conveying this message to non-Muslims, to show them that the prophecy of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the easiest way to bring people to Islam. What our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam predicted over 1400 years ago, you show them, this is what he said. All these signs we spoke about, if you talk about this to non-Muslims, perhaps many of them will be astounded at the accuracy of the message, the prophecy of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and hopefully it will attract them to the Islam. And it may put into the mind curiosity to investigate the message of Islam. Tell them that beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam predicted that this is the sign of the end of time. You can talk about many signs, because this is not only for us. These signs can be seen by them, but they don't know, you know, that these signs were predicted by beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam over 1400 years ago. So is it not sufficient for us to convince those who are far away from Islam to make them Muslims? But the important fact is this. You can talk about the signs, but if they don't see the change in you, that means they don't see you praying. They don't see in you what a good Muslim should be. But imagine that after seeing all this, you change your life, you become a better Muslim, you become honest, you become truthful, you become helpful, and they can see the change in you. Because Almighty Allah, for those who are pious, He puts in them some nur that attracts them to people. That means you find pious people. When they talk, we can talk for hours, but because of what we have in our hearts, our words have no impact. But look at people like Amir al-Sunnah, Damat Barakatul Aliyah. When he talks from here. And he's got the spiritual light because he prevents his eyes from seeing sins. He prevents his mouth from saying sinful things. All he says is thing that pleases Allah Azza wa Jal, says thing that pleases our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sees, hears and talks only what pleases Allah Azza wa Jal. So therefore there's no stain in his heart. But what we do? Because shaitan influences us. When we see something, we cannot stop seeing something that is shameless. We can't talk something. We talk is lies or is backbiting. I'm not talking everyone, but majority. So we say, isn't it time for us to work, for reflect in our lives and make tawbah? Because Almighty Allah is so merciful. We can be drowning in sins. The day we decide that, Ya Allah, I want to give up sins. Ya Allah, I need your help. You turn to Almighty Allah. You ask for forgiveness. You find how quickly Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive you instantly. That is the mercy of Almighty Allah. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala does not love to punish us. He loves to forgive. So we have to ask for forgiveness. Zikr of Allah scholars also say, one form of zikr is to protect yourself from sins. If you protect yourself from sin, filth does not enter our hearts, our spiritual heart. That is how you'll get peace. So may Almighty Allah give us tawfiq to understand this message. As we are coming closer to the end of the series. So in the next few series, we'll be talking about the major signs. And so far, I've been talking about the signs that are prevalent for us. So inshallah, as you say, I'm hopeful that some of us have learned. So may Almighty Allah give us tawfiq to understand and act upon this message. Ameen. Bi jahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله على محمد.
That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day shall you be brought to judgment. That day, that day, that day.